A person gazing into the sky on a clear night would look up in awe at the stars piercing the darkness. Such a breathtaking sight would naturally lead one to wonder, how did this universe which we call home get its start? And what are the laws that govern it? How the universe began is a question that has fascinated people throughout the ages. Many scientists and philosophers agree on one truth concerning the origin of the universe, namely, that it had a beginning and was created. However, in the 19th century Europe, some circles began to speak out against this truth. What lay at the basis of their opposition was a belief originally put forth by a number of Greek philosophers, a belief known as materialism. This belief system considers matter to be the absolute ground of existence, rejecting the existence of anything else. 19th century materialists, under the influence of certain ancient Greek philosophers, wanted to carry this belief into astronomy, and so they claimed that the universe had no beginning and had in fact existed for all eternity. In this way, they also denied the existence of a creator. Years later, this materialist belief was disproved by 20th century science. Observations and calculations show that the universe had been created by a large explosion some 15 billion years ago. The world of science came to accept the fact that the universe had been created. "Science finds God," trumpeted the cover of Newsweek magazine. Let's travel back in time to the beginning of 1900s and see how the Big Bang Theory was formulated. The calendar read 1929. Using an industrialized kiln, the largest kiln that had ever been built, workers were fashioning a colossal mirror. This giant mirror was going to be placed in a telescope which was larger and more powerful than earlier models, and the telescope was destined to be used at California's Mount Wilson Observatory, which would witness one of the most important discoveries of all history. Edwin Hubble, a prominent astronomer of the time, was the person behind this great discovery. Hubble had earlier discovered galaxies outside of our own Milky Way, and so revolutionized humanity's view of the universe. That year, he made another great discovery with this new telescope at Mount Wilson Observatory. Through months of observations, he came to notice that the light from other galaxies was red-shifted. This red color had a physical significance. According to the laws of physics, the spectrum of a light source that is moving away from the point of observation gradually shifts to red. Therefore, this observation pointed to a fact that was unknown before that time. All the galaxies in space are moving away from our own. This discovery had broad repercussions in the world of science. Soon, science was going to confirm a very important reality. Hubble was on the brink of making yet another important discovery. The galaxies were moving away not only from us, but also from each other. The distance between galaxies was growing all the time. There was only one way to interpret this. The universe was expanding.
E is equal mc square, in which energy is spread equal to mass.
In fact, the expansion of the universe had previously been put forth in a scientific theory. Albert Einstein, the greatest scientist of the century, had reached the conclusion through his calculations that the universe was not stable, but was in fact continuously expanding. However, at that time, the static universe model was the accepted theory, and Einstein downplayed this conclusion so as not to challenge the prevailing model. Later, Einstein was to admit that this was the biggest blunder of his life. So, taken together, the observations and theoretical calculations of Hubble and the observed expansion of the universe, what did all this mean? In order to better understand how the universe is expanding, we should try picturing the entire universe as the surface of a balloon that we're inflating. On this balloon, we've drawn a number of equidistant dots. As the balloon gets bigger, the dots on the balloon get farther and farther away from each other. This shows that the further we go back in time, back all the way to the very beginning, eventually we see that the universe was nothing but a single point. Calculations show that this single point had zero volume and infinite density. However, There is no such thing in science as a point with zero volume. The universe came into being with the explosion of this point. Scientists call this explosion the Big Bang. The Big Bang shows that universe was made from a non-existent state. In other words, it was created. Next, we'll see how these scientific facts were actually laid out a long time ago in the Quran. In fact, these truths about the origin of the universe were revealed to humanity some 14 centuries before Hubble's discovery. During a time when astronomy hardly existed, in the Quran, which God sent people as a guide, he maintained that the universe had been created from nothing. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Current scientific research proves that all the matter which now forms the universe used to be gathered together in a single point, which later came to separate. But this truth that was uncovered by the Big Bang theory had been revealed to people 1,400 years ago in the Quran. Do those who are disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth were sewn together and then we unstitched them? Similarly, centuries before science existed, the Quran miraculously told people about the expansion of the universe. It is we who have built the universe with our creative power, and verily, it is we who are steadily expanding it. All these facts that were come across as a result of 20th century scientific research were actually related in the Quran 14 centuries ago, and this demonstrates to us once again that the Quran is the Word of God. How did the Big Bang Theory win its scientific victory? How did the defenders of materialist thought suffer a defeat when faced by the Big Bang? That's all coming up. The Big Bang demonstrated clearly to the scientific world that the universe was created by God out of nothingness. Still, this did not stop some materialists from blindly rejecting the Big Bang. Arthur Eddington, a leading materialist physicist, explained the reason for this resistance as follows. Philosophically, the notion of an abrupt beginning to the present order of nature is repugnant to me. Famous British astronomer Sir Fred Hoyle was also very much disturbed by the Big Bang theory. In the middle of the century, Hoyle came up with his own countering idea, the steady state theory. This theory was not so different from the static universe theory that had enjoyed wide currency in the 19th century. The steady state theory, just like 19th century materialism, claimed that the universe had always existed and possessed infinite size. The theory's real aim was to support materialist philosophy, and it was just the opposite of the Big Bang theory, which scientifically explains the creation of the universe. Defenders of the steady-state theory resisted the wave of the Big Bang for quite some time, but science was progressing and moving against them. In 1948, American physics professor George Gamow made an important discovery about the Big Bang. According to Gamow's calculations, there should be a certain amount of radiation present in the universe, a remnant of the huge explosion. This radiation should be spread evenly throughout the entire cosmos. The evidence needed to verify his calculations wasn't long in coming. In 1965, researchers Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson jointly discovered this radiation. This radiation, which they call the cosmic background radiation, was spread equally wherever they looked in the universe. It was soon realized that this radiation is the relic of the Big Bang, still reverberating since the first moments of that great explosion. Penzias and Wilson share the Nobel Prize for this important discovery. Arno Penzias had this to say about this extraordinary event. Astronomy leads us to a unique event, a universe which was created out of nothing. 1989, NASA launched a satellite into space to study the cosmic background radiation phenomenon. The sensitive sensors on board the satellite, called COBE, confirmed Penzias's and Wilson's calculations in just 8 minutes. COBE captured evidentiary remnants of the Big Bang from which the universe sprang. This revelation, which was hailed as the discovery of the century, constituted direct evidence of the Big Bang. This proof of the Big Bang was proclaimed loudly by the worldwide media.
First tonight, we try to explain in terms we can all understand what one scientist today called the discovery of the century, if not of all time. Those were the words of British physicist Stephen Hawking, author.
The Big Bang theory was proved by studying the star clouds.
On Close Up this morning, a look at the handwriting of God. That's what scientists are calling the latest data they're getting from outer space. Astrophysicists feel the stunning satellite data they're getting helps us.
Besides evidence like the expansion of the universe and the cosmic background radiation, another important sign was the amount of hydrogen and helium gas present in space. Scientific observations show that the ratio of hydrogen to helium in the universe was exactly the same as the calculations predicted would have remained since the Big Bang. High levels of hydrogen in the stars still burning in the universe constituted still more evidence for the Big Bang. Because if the universe had no beginning and had existed eternally as the materialists claimed, the hydrogen would by now have turned to helium. All this clear evidence led to the recognition of the Big Bang Theory throughout the scientific community. In this way, science discovered the fact that the universe had been created. Dennis Sciama, who defended the steady-state theory along with Fred Hoyle for many years, told about how he felt about the evidence for the Big Bang in the following lines. I was a supporter of the steady-state theory, not in the sense that I believed that it had to be true, but in that I found it so attractive. I wanted it to be true. But as hostile observational evidence piled up, it became more and more evident that the game was up, and that one had to abandon the steady-state theory. With the scientific victory of the Big Bang, the concept of matter that has existed for all eternity went into the dustbins of history. Science discovered that matter had a beginning, that it had been created by God out of nothingness. This proves the existence of a creator, a truth which was denied by the materialists. Upon facing this unambiguous fact, famous atheistic philosopher Anthony Flew was driven to make this confession. Notoriously, confession is good for the soul. I will therefore begin by confessing that the atheist has to be embarrassed by the contemporary cosmological consensus. For it seems that the cosmologists are providing a scientific proof that the universe had a beginning. The Big Bang proved that not only did matter have a beginning, but so too did time. Time was also created with the Big Bang, because time is a concept that depends on matter, and one can't talk of time without matter. This fact also showed scientists that the matter and time have been created by a creator, who is not bound by these notions and rules over all things. American astrophysicist Hugh Ross, the author of The Creator and the Cosmos, wrote, "If time's beginning is concurrent with the beginning of the universe, then the cause of the universe must be some entity operating in a time dimension completely independent of and pre-existent to the time dimension of the cosmos. It tells us that the Creator is transcendent, operating beyond the dimensional limits of the universe." Many scientists who studied the scientific evidence without prejudice accepted the existence of an all-powerful creator. This creator of matter and time is God, the Lord of the earth, the heavens, and all the worlds. How did the scientist discover the fine balance in the universe? How was the miraculous balance in the universe actually formed? That's all coming up next. Modern science proved not only that the universe was created from nothing, but it also showed that every single detail was the result of a flawless design. Today's discoveries prove that the universe was not formed by mere chance, as the materialists claim. On the contrary, the entire universe is the perfect creation of God. One of the universe's divine orders was to create the most favorable conditions for human beings. Astrophysical observations show that the universe's expansion rate, the Earth's location in the Milky Way galaxy, the wavelength of light from the sun, the viscosity value of water, the distance between the Earth and the Moon, the ratio of the atmospheric gases, and many other factors were designed to form the ideal conditions for human beings. This balance is so delicate that even minor changes in these ratios would have rendered the world unlivable. Our world would have been a dead planet. Astronomers and theoretical physicists call this astonishing balance the fine-tuning. And with each passing day, more evidence for this fine-tuning is being discovered. Seeing this reality, many scientists, even those who harbored materialist prejudices, have accepted that the universe is a grand design and the product of creation. For example, British astrophysicist George Ellis wrote that these fine tunings present in the universe can only be explained by a miracle, in other words, through divine intervention. Amazing fine-tuning occurs in the laws that make this complexity possible. Realization of the complexity of what is accomplished makes it very difficult not to use the word miraculous without taking a stand as to the ontological status of the word. And Professor John O'Keefe, an astronomer working for NASA, had this to say. If the universe had not been made with the most exacting precision, we could never have come into existence. It is my view that these circumstances indicate the universe was created for man to live in. In conclusion, now, after long centuries of materialist deception, today the world of science has clearly seen the existence of God. The splendid balance of the Big Bang, the great order that was formed following this explosion, all this is coming up. As we have seen, the universe in which we live came into being about 15 billion years ago with a great explosion, and it went on to expand and take its present form. The vacuum of space, the galaxies, the planets, the sun, the Earth. In short, all the universe's structures and bodies were formed as a result of this explosion. But there's a great secret. The Big Bang was a wondrous explosion that included all of the matter that was needed to form the universe. If it had been nothing but a chance explosion, the matter formed in it would have spread around pell-mell, randomly, and without order. But that didn't happen. The matter spread through the vacuum of space and formed the galaxies, stars, and star systems according to a definite plan. In the end, an extremely systematic and orderly universe was formed. This was an astonishing concept for many scientists, because all explosions destroy order by breaking it up into pieces. All explosions have a destructive impact. Therefore, the formation of this flawless order following the Big Bang could only be explained through a miracle. As astrophysicist Alan Sandage stated, "I find it quite improbable that such order came out of chaos. God is the explanation for the miracle of existence, why there is something instead of nothing." This great miracle brought together the atoms in a certain way, forming the universe and the perfect balance between billions of galaxies and trillions of stars and other celestial bodies. It is God, the all-wise and the all-powerful, who performed this miracle and showed it to us. God says in a verse of the Quran, "He to whom the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs, he has no partner in the kingdom. He created everything and determined it most exactly." The pieces of matter that were formed as a result of the Big Bang started flying away from each other at tremendous speed. But if they had flown apart slightly less quickly, all the matter would have clumped together before the star systems had a chance to form, due to the intense force of gravity. And if the universe had expanded just a little more quickly, then the matter in it would have scattered and spread out across the universe, lost in a way that would have precluded the formation of both galaxies and stars. In either of these cases, there would have been no living creatures, us included, in the universe. But neither of these situations came to pass, and instead, an extremely well-designed expansion rate led to the present order of the universe. So, just how delicate is this balance? Professor Stephen Hawking, one of the leading physicists of our age, wrote in his famous book, A Brief History of Time, "If the rate of expansion 1 second after the Big Bang had been smaller by even one part in 100,000,000,000,000, the universe would have recollapsed before it ever reached its present size." The well-known journal Science compared the beginning of the universe to placing a pencil on its pointed tip in such a way that it would stay in this position even after a billion years had passed. Such a balance is truly beyond the comprehension of the human mind. What does this extraordinary balance point to? Surely, such a delicate balance cannot be explained by mere chance. Rather, it points to an intelligent design. Theoretical physicist Paul Davies from Australia's Adelaide University accepts this reality, despite his support for materialism. The seemingly miraculous concurrence of numerical values in nature's fundamental constants must remain the most compelling evidence for an element of cosmic design. The clear results of science led Davies, a materialist, to recognize the fact that the universe is the result of design and creation. American astronomy professor George Greenstein made a similar remark in his book, The Symbiotic Universe. As we survey all the evidence, the thought insistently arises that some supernatural agency, or rather agency, must be involved. In sum, the unique plan and order in the universe point clearly to the existence of a creator who possesses endless knowledge, power, and intelligence. The creator is the Almighty God, the Lord of all the worlds. What is the purpose of the vast vacuums of space? What would have happened if space hadn't been so large? That's all coming up. The distances between bodies in the universe are staggeringly large when compared to the distances on the Earth. The longest distance we can travel on the Earth itself is 15,000 kilometers. The Sun, a body we feel is quite close to us, is 10,000 times further away than that distance, fully 150 million kilometers away from our globe. Distances longer than this are measured using units called light years. This is the distance that light travels over the space in a year, adding up to 9,460,000,000,000 kilometers. The Andromeda Galaxy, the closest neighbor to our Milky Way, lies 2 million light years away from us. The universe itself contains some 100 billion more galaxies, and from this, we can see that it is beyond the capacity of our minds to imagine the vast distances that the universe encompasses. So, why is the universe so large? Scientists who sought an answer to this question found that the size of the universe was another astonishing number. The vast distances between these bodies actually make the orbits of the planet stable. Calculations have shown that if these distances had been just a little larger, the gravitational force between the stars would have made the orbits unstable, leading to bodies veering from their ordinary paths. Similarly, if the distances had been just a little shorter, the heavy elements that are hurled into the universe through supernova explosions would have fallen on other stars and planets only very rarely. so the earth would have been deprived of the elements essential for life. In conclusion, the calculations done on this subject revealed an important truth. The distances between the stars which currently exist are ideal for the existence of a planetary system like our own. In his book, The Symbiotic Universe, Professor George Greenstein wrote, "Had the stars been somewhat closer, astrophysics would not have been so very different. About the only difference would have been the view of the nighttime sky from the grass on which I lie, which would have been yet richer with stars. And oh, yes, one more small change. There would have been no me to do the viewing. All that waster space. On the other hand, in this very waste lies our safety." Another use of the great distances between galaxies is to prevent giant bodies wandering through the universe from colliding with each other. If the universe was not so large, the giant meteors moving to and fro in the universe could have hit the Earth and destroyed all life on our planet. All these balances show that the distances between the celestial bodies are ideal for human life to exist. These vast distances were not formed randomly. God created them with a certain aim. He who created the seven heavens in layers, you will not find any flaw in the creation of the All-Merciful. Look again. Do you see any gaps? The information you've seen in this film has demonstrated some important truths. The materialist philosophy that denies both the existence of God and the creation of the universe has been refuted by modern physics and astronomy. Science proves that the universe was created by God. There's a plan, an order, and a design in every single detail of the universe. God formed the ideal balances for human beings. God, the owner of endless knowledge, power, and wisdom, created the entire universe, and our duty is to recognize and appreciate this wondrous creation. For in the Quran, God addresses to people in these words, Your Lord is God, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then settled himself firmly on the throne. He covers the day with the night, each pursuing the other urgently, and the sun and moon and stars as subservient to his command. Both creation and command belong to him. Blessed be God, the Lord of all worlds.